Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. I help coaches compartmentalize their massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 7-figure companies in the coaching space, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes to help you execute on your massive vision. Why do I think that Instagram bio audits suck? Now, I know I might sound a little bit contradictory because I've made episodes in the past about how to optimize your Instagram profile, and I've talked about this in a YouTube video as well, but here's the thing. I've realized that while Instagram bios are super important and having that little mission statement in there is super important because when someone lands on your page, it might be the difference between them following you or them just continuing to peruse around Instagram and creep on someone else. The thing is that it's not just that bio statement. There's so much more that goes into you building and cultivating a brand. There's so much more that goes into somebody deciding whether they want to invest in you or if they want to invest in another coach that's in your niche. It comes down to so much congruence in your content, so much congruence in how you're showing up and what you're able to exude and what you're able to portray on your page just from being you, from being really authentic. And so I see coaches all the time on Instagram, and I'm not going to lie, I did this myself for years. Is I would give Instagram bio audits, and I would just simply help people audit that mission statement that was in their bio, or, you know, the photo, and just make sure that their bio looked like it was something that, you know, could portray what they were doing. But the more I've gotten into personal branding, the more that I've helped other coaches, you know, hundreds of coaches develop their brand, the more I've realized that that bio statement means jack shit. I literally mean this, means jack shit if you are not embodied in your brand. And if you are not compelling, if you are not showing up as a person that mission statement holds those values for. And so in today's episode, what I want to talk to you a little bit about is why I think brand audits are one of the best things that you could receive as an online coach, how they differ from your Instagram bio, and why if you are somebody who has tried to perfect their Instagram bio over and over and over again, if you're having trouble with it and you just can't land, what you need to be doing instead, okay? So just because your Instagram bio rocks, people aren't gonna be buying in, okay? You can have the most stunning IG bio, you can spend hours on it, even days on it, and still not sign the clients and generate the leads that you want. You might be asking, okay, Ken, why? Like, why is this a thing? Because it's not just about your Instagram bio. Like, sure, it's super helpful to make it really clear as to what you do, but if there's a gap between what you say that you do, that little mission statement where you say, I help women, you know, beat bloat, be energized, and have their health back, right? Like, sure, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you can pitch yourself. You can tell people what it is that you do. But the truth is that if there's a gap between what you say you do and energetically you showing up for that thing, energetically you being in integrity with that thing, you holding the values, you holding the space, you taking care of yourself and having self-care in a way where you believe in your mission, you believe in that vision statement, and you show up for it every single day, and you're embodied in that vision statement, you're embodied in that mission statement. Every single piece of content that you put out, or pretty much almost every single piece of content that you put out, is congruent with exactly what it is that you say that you do. Now, I'm not saying that you gotta put pressure on yourself to be this perfect health coach that has the perfect health. That's not it at all. That's not it at all. But you can have this awesome bio statement, but guess what? There are tons of coaches that are probably working in the same niche as you. And so you have to actually differentiate yourself by building a brand. Okay, so being congruent in your brand and your services, if you're not congruent in it, it's like trying to build a puzzle with mismatched pieces. So just as puzzle pieces need to fit together perfectly to create a coherent image, your brand elements, from your content to your messaging, to your brand image and your brand voice, when they don't align, it's almost like you're forcing puzzle pieces that don't fit together to try to go together, right? Does that make sense? Like, just let that sink in for a second. So it's like you're trying to fit these puzzle pieces together that just don't fit. And so when you have this mission statement, but you're showing up in a way that's not congruent, it's not authentic, right? People can feel that. And it's so hard to explain this because sometimes this even happens to my clients and they'll be like, Ken, like, I want to be generating more leads and posting the content. But I'm like, okay, are you embodied in that content? Energetically, can I feel you through the content? And look, guys, I'm really cerebral. I tell you guys this all the time. I'm a really logical person. And I'm somebody who's like, what's the strategy? What's the structure? Is it working? Logical, data-driven, right? But at the end of the day, you know that feeling. I know that you know this feeling. I know that you know it. When you show up to Instagram and you put your voice on, you put your Instagram voice on, and you're like, I really hope that people like this. When you're posting it, that's kind of the vibe. That's the energy you're putting out. You're like, I'm putting this out into the world and I kind of sort of hope that people like this and hopefully like they receive me the way that I want to be perceived, but you're not actually embodied in the way that you want to be perceived. You're not actually showing up as that leader, right? And so when I'm doing a brand audit, which I'll talk to you guys about throughout this, versus an Instagram bio audit, what I'm looking at is, can I feel you through your content? How you show up, how you coach, the way that you speak to your clients. Can I see the boundaries that you hold, the safe space that you hold, just by the way that you speak in your content? Can I see the confidence and how you believe in your product and service by how convicted you are in the way that you show up and you talk about your services and your offer? That's the difference from being embodied in your brand. That's the difference between you showing up energetically in your brand. Where I see a lot of coaches play really small is they have this Instagram bio and it says this thing that they do and it requires them to step into thought leadership. It requires them to share their opinions. It requires them to look at literature and it requires them to be able to look at the literature and say, hey, these are my opinions. This is what I agree with. This is what I don't agree with. And as a coach, that is where you gain respect. That is where you have people come to you saying, I love that you show up in your opinions. I love that you show up and stand in what you believe in. And so the reason that I think Instagram bio audits suck is because how am I supposed to encapture that in a, what, maybe 10 to 15 word mission statement that you've put together that you've slapped in your Instagram bio? Again, not downplaying the importance of them. They are important. But rather instead, what I want to look at is shifting to what I call a brand audit. Now, if you guys didn't know this, I actually give a brand audit away once a week to one person who leaves a review on this podcast. So I've given several of these out in the last few weeks. And if you are somebody who wants to have an Instagram bio audit, all you have to do is leave a review on this podcast. And I'll choose one person every single week. On Friday is when I give that person the Instagram audit, since I am releasing my podcast episodes every single Monday. So just a little hint, okay, if you want to go and leave us a review down below, I would super appreciate it. And also you might have the chance to win an Instagram bio audit. Just keep in mind, leave your Instagram handle there, okay, because it's really hard for me to find you if you do not put your Instagram handle there. Just make sure you do that if you feel called to. So what is a brand audit? So when I go into doing a brand audit, what I'm doing is I'm looking at the last 10 to 15 pieces of content for somebody. And I'm looking at, do I see design? Do I see brand voice? And especially brand voice, right? Can I see who you are through your content? Or can I see where you're leaving room to actually be more of yourself, to be more authentic? Can I see where you're watering yourself down, trying to remember the words, right? It's not coming naturally, but I see that you're, you know, maybe you're reading off a teleprompter, and that's okay because you have some important shit to say and you got to read it off the teleprompter. But can I see that you're thinking about what you're trying to say? Can I see that you're on the spot trying to curate the perfect words when really you could just be speaking from your heart? You could be speaking about your expertise. And, you know, just a quick tip to throw in here for you guys is that if you are somebody who wants to get better at this, if you feel like you put on your Instagram voice every time that you hop on to make content, I want to challenge you to do something. Put your phone up in front of you, put it on a tripod, or if you don't have a tripod, put it on something that you could just keep it on. And I want you to just talk about something that you are an expert at for 10 minutes, right? If you have a mission statement in your bio right now, I want you to put your phone up and I want you to talk about that mission statement for 10 minutes. What's your experience? What led you to be the person you are today that holds space for that mission statement? What kind of things do you do with your clients that help get them the results that you promise in that mission statement? How have you shown up inside of your program as a coach? What are the things that you do with your clients on a day-to-day basis? I want to see you talk about this in a way that is simply just coming from your heart. And that's the difference between when you put that Instagram voice on
and then from and you're there, trying to be this curated coach that fits this Instagram bio, like, hey, these are the things you need to implement.
Being the coach that embodies the mission statement,
also
that lives in that mission statement, that is born to
because
put that mission statement
aware that
to
they have
work,
a problem and then
to actually
aware,
put it out into the world and get people
to do. Most
results.
Of the time it's overwhelming for them,
and so
or they still think that they
the
don't
reason
need
I love brand audit so much
right?
is because I'm not just looking at the identity of your brand and the logo and the design on your page and saying, hey, maybe your colors could match, maybe your highlight reel
skills could be a little bit more metabolic for the rest of the page.
Really well, that free
you know,
resource.
Maybe your
now,
story.
I'm going to dive a little deeper and give you guys some tips on
strategic
building
about
out
the way
your
that you're
own.
Branding
so
yourself on
the
your
first
stories.
Thing, like I said, is know
maybe
your audience.
The way that
you're
posting,
you guys an example
be posting
of
more
our audience and how I was able to help
posts.
Solve a problem for them. Now, for your audience, what you're going to want to do,
but I'm also taking a look at
what
your
ideal client really does need.
The mission statement and the bio statement.
Look at the problem and look at the solution. The next thing is creating the actual deliverable itself. So when you create the solution
not just
for someone,
level,
you have a
like,
bunch of different
this is the
ideas
method
that
use,
you especially could
your
create.
Persona.
You could
do
some do
kind
I
actually
guide.
See you know your target avatar persona? Can I tell that you're speaking to them every single time that you post? And so with the brand audit, I'm getting more of that. I'm getting the all-encompassing, the feeling, right? The energetics behind the brand, knowing who you work with, knowing who you attract, and understanding more of like the vibe, if that makes sense. I think that's like the best word for you guys who are here, because I know if you're here, you understand that. More of the vibe of what it actually feels like, more of the vibe of what it exudes, more of the vibe of the person that you're going to be attracting into your program based off of the way that you're posting. Now, another thing too with a brand audit is I get to see if your thought leadership is on display. Because as a leader in your space, if you own that mission statement, if you own that bio statement, my guess is that you need to step into leadership in order for you to be fully embodied in that, in order for you to lead your clients and get them the results that you promise in that bio statement. And so through your content, am I seeing that thought leadership? Am I seeing you step up and show, hey, these are my thoughts, these are my opinions, these are the things I value, these are the things I don't value? Because as a leader, building a brand, you need to not only attract the people you want to work with, but you also got to repel the people that you don't want to work with, right? And so that's another thing I do with a brand audit. So it's not just looking again at that bio statement and that mission statement, but it's looking at, are you putting that into every piece of content, all of your brand voicing, all of your brand identity? And so when you build a brand, just kind of backtracking here for a second, when you build a brand, the brand is the thing that becomes the magnet. It's the garden that attracts the butterflies, right? You're not going out and you're chasing people because you've built something that is magnetic that people just crave. And so it's the energetic side behind the brand. And it's kind of hard for so many people I find in our space. Like I work with so many women who come in and they love the masculine energy. If you're listening to this, like I know you probably can relate. They love the masculine energy of business. They love to scale. They're like, yes, I want to make 20K months. Yes, I want to make 50K months. And whenever we're at a standstill, instead of going to things like looking at their bio statement or looking at their ideal client, I'm looking at like, where's your energy? What kind of habits have you been instilling in your life? What have you not been doing that's not maintaining integrity with what you need to be doing to step into leadership? And so it kind of almost feels a little bit intangible at first when you're like, okay, I get it. I need to like work on my brand. I get that it's an energy thing. Well, let's talk a little bit about how to put yourself in the energy of your brand and how to be more embodied in that brand. Okay, now this is for like a whole other episode, which I will 100% make, and I totally have lined up for you guys. But I just want to go there a little bit with you guys today so that you have some tangibles from this episode, because you guys know me. I like you to walk away with some actionable takeaways. So in order for you to be more embodied in your brand, in order for you to step more into your brand voice, I gave you one exercise already to put your phone in front of you and just speak for 10 minutes about your level of expertise. Now, the second thing that I want you to do is I want you to do an inventory of your life. I want you to do an inventory over the people in your life, so the relationships in your life. Are there relationships that are not serving you that feel heavy, right? An easy way to do this is when you're with friends or when you're with somebody in your life, I want you to ask yourself, honestly, after you hang out with somebody, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? 1 being like, wow, I'm fucking drained, and 10 being like, I'm lit up, I'm so excited, I can't wait to hang out with that person again. Because if you do this with every single person in your sphere of influence, people that you see frequently, and even people you see infrequently, I want you to do this and I want you to ask yourself how you feel. Because anyone who is less than, I would say even a 7, you got to ask yourself, like, do you genuinely want to have more of those people? And let's step the standard even higher. Like if you're on a place right now to really grow, 10 out of 10 people only, right? You want to hang out with more 10s. You want to put people in your sphere that are 10s. Okay, second thing to do is take inventory of your home. Look at your environment, look at your work office, look at the place that you spend the most time, and ask yourself, like, is it clean? Is it in a position that maintains integrity with who I want to show up as? The third one that I want you to do is I want you to take inventory over your energy and recovery. So take a look at, like, what are you doing for your health? What are you doing for your recovery every single day that supports you energetically from more of like a physiological standpoint? Because ideally, when you have more sleep, when you are less tired, when you're taking care of your health, when you're going to the gym, these are all things that, of course, put you in a better energetic place to show up for your brand as well, because
you're doing the things that you say you want to do, right? You're doing the things that you say that you signed up for. And when you do that, you're putting coins in your confidence bank every single time, proving to yourself that you have integrity, proving to yourself that you're somebody who maintains and honors their word. And I don't know about you, but like, I value that. I'm sure your clients value that too, especially from someone that's being their leader, right? You're leading your clients. And so when you take inventory over your life, right, not your business, just your life, your relationship, your home, and your energy and health, when you take inventory over these things, it kind of allows for you to see, like, energetically, where are you off outside of your business? How can you get more in tune with yourself? Because when you're more in tune with yourself, it is so much easier to show up for your business. It's so much easier for you to have the mental clarity, to be able to produce the content, to show up energetically. You're not overthinking things. You're not thinking about the trash that you didn't take out. You're not thinking about the insurance that you didn't pay. You're not thinking about the friend that you're questioning after hanging out with if you said the wrong thing and you're tiptoeing around that. You feel like you can't show up authentically in your friendships. Guess what? It's going to be real freaking hard in your life too. So when you take this self-inventory, you clear up so much mental trash for you to then be able to go out into the world and go on your Instagram and produce content in a way that does feel more congruent. So again, just kind of sit with this, okay? Being incongruent in your brand and in your services is like trying to build a puzzle with mismatched pieces, okay? Just as a puzzle needs to fit together perfectly to create a coherent image, your brand, your messaging, your content, all of those things, they need to fit together congruently. So if you are incongruent in what your bio statement says and the way that you are showing up, and how you're feeling about that bio statement, you're not in congruence with it, then guess what? It's like forcing those puzzle pieces that don't fit to merge together. And so take inventory. I'm so excited to hear after this episode as well. Any takeaways that you have, please feel free to share them with me over on Instagram. No strings attached. Like, I know you probably get a bajillion and one messages from business coaches nowadays. No string attached on any conversation that we have. I would love to just hear more about where you're at. I'd love to hear more about if you do the self-inventory. I'd love to hear more about your brand and what you're trying to portray on your social media. And I'm totally happy to give feedback and say if you're on the right track. And again, if you want to leave a review below, you can always win the opportunity to have a brand audit. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope it really opened your eyes to show you what is possible for you with curating a brand. If you're spending a ton of time trying to fix and create this perfect Instagram bio audit, trying to make this perfect mission statement, it's less about making a perfect statement. I want you to think about what that statement currently says. You clearly know your ideal client. You clearly know how you help them. You know what your superpower is and what you're built and designed to do. So instead of trying to make the perfect mission statement, what I want you to do instead is start producing content in a way that's congruent for what that mission statement says, for what you know that your purpose here is, and watch how much your brand expands from you simply just showing up energetically in a way that's congruent with what your superpower is. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, y'all can hit me up over on Instagram. I'll leave it down in the show notes down below, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.